Whoa.
Right now.
It's like they're all on laughing gas.
It's Tusher and Rich.
Everything's slow.
Yeah, everything's in slow motion.
On Boston's home for sports.
These are the kind of people that take snoozes under trees.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
He looks a lot better. That's a good development for us. We weren't sure, to be honest with you, but he made it through the entire practice, did a little work early. So that's a positive. Obviously, tomorrow morning, let's see if there's any residual effect. If not, then I assume he'll be in the lineup. Kevin Miller not ready. Zboril's getting closer if we go down that road, down the road. So that's good news, too, that he's back.
We are waiting on Jake DeBrusque, and so... Nice. I'm happy Danny called it. I knew I had a good feeling he would.
I doubted it. So I'm glad that he did. Right. It was closure. It felt good. It's like
I like Danny and I like
love Danny.
And so I enjoyed having him on. He was one of the, I genuinely respect him as a person, which is rare for me. But
Danny's somebody who is in our industry a perfect guest, and the reason is that A, he gets us. B, he likes being on with us, and C, breaks news all the time. Like, yeah. I mean, the guy...
Just casually, no run-up, he just kind of says it. It's weird.
Well, I mean, I think it's because at some point in his life, he just said, maybe I'm incapable of too much BS. I'm sure that there's, you know, still a little bit of a filter.
Or what's
that filter
point?
Starts chipping away
it's
after
Bruce
a while.
Bruce Cassidy disease is what that is.
Sure. And, yeah. And by the way, Cassidy's another guy who is a dream interview because A, he gets it. B, he's legitimately funny. And C, he also doesn't, you know, mince words. He is honest to a fault sometimes.
Well, I don't think it's to a fault. I don't get why coaches, when your lines are going to be, they're going to know in an hour what your lines are anyway. Why would they won't just say it on the radio? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, maybe
it's
not like Cassidy. I guess the Ainge thing was that, you know, some of the stuff, so his honesty by conduit of saying it on our show has gotten him, according to some of these reports, in trouble sometimes.
But there's also, he was going to lose no matter what. I think he has to have the ability to shut out the media because, I mean, you'd go insane listening to all of us all the time. Jake DeBrusque is very much sane, even though he bought property in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. He is a...
there was a problem with that deal, too, wasn't there?
It was a deal going wrong.
Yeah,
it was a real estate.
That.
It was he was dealing with the mob. Jake DeBrusque, known mob informant, and also...
Safe and sound in the United States.
Yes, absolutely. Staying tight. Very happy Edmonton was eliminated. He will not have to return. Jake DeBrusque.
Hey, hello, Jake DeBrusque.
How are we doing today?
Good. Well, congratulations on everything since the last time we talked to you. You guys have been playing very, very well.
You have been playing very, very well. That first round was really something, so... I mean, that's got to feel good to bust into the playoffs the way you did.
Yeah. Obviously, started off on the right foot there. So, you know, it's one of those things that everyone, you know, you try to start the playoffs off with the best of your abilities and all that. So, it was a good start. Obviously, it's a different series now. You know, we're in game three tonight. So, thought that, you know, obviously wasn't the result that we wanted, but. You know, tonight's a big game, and we're all excited for it.
Can McAvoy even leave the hotel, or is he just mobbed by hometown fans everywhere he goes because he's the Long Island kid? They mentioned that once or twice on the air during the games,
you know.
if you don't know.
We got in pretty late last night, so I didn't see any mobbing going on as of now. But, yeah, I feel like, you know, anyone that when they really play in their hometown, especially, I guess, in playoffs, is probably crazy, but... like I said, we got in pretty late last night. Our flight got delayed, so we didn't really. There was actually some people here, but no mobbing going on.
Yeah, you guys got stuck on the tarmac, right? For how many hours? You guys are stuck there for a while. And what happens on a team plane when you guys are sitting around like that?
Yeah, well, we were just chilling there. I want to say for around an hour and a bit. I don't know exactly how long, but it feels probably longer than what it was. I'm not sure what was wrong with the plane. I think there's like a little maintenance issue or something like that. I'm not 100% sure. It's a little bit unknown. Usually one of the last guys to know what's going on. But we were just playing cards for a while there. So we're playing some schnapps and
Schnarps. What is schnarps?
What is that? Is that some weird Canadian thing? Is that a Pastrnak game?
That's not like... my game, man. I just joined into this. I don't know if it's an American game, a Czech game, or a Canadian game, but it's a card game that we all play. There's like, well, there's probably, I want to say, 8 guys that play in it. So I just joined in there, and not really the best, but I started playing cards this year in the plane with them. But yeah, we were just playing like a couple games of it, and you know, it lasts a while. So, and then they told us that our flight was getting pushed back. So we had like about 4 hours, I want to say, in between our time slot where we didn't really know what to do. You know, we were out in Bedford there, and there's some traffic coming back. So we just went to, you know, get some dinner pretty much. And yeah, like I said, we made it in here late.
So I just Googled schnarps, and the very first thing is on a hockey Reddit page. So apparently only hockey players play schnarps?
It requires intellect, yes.
Yeah, it's a known I think it's a known card game, to be honest. I didn't know much about it either, boys, so this year. But, yeah, I guess it's just a hockey card game that we play.
Does it involve violence?
No violence, no. There's some chirps that go on, but no violence, nope.
It's for money, obviously. It's for money.
Yeah, it's for money. Yeah, it's for money, but we always say no one pays. So it's not really for money, but it is, if that makes any sense.
All right, so you guys just got off the plane, went and got loaded, and then
got back on.
Yeah, take it however you want, man. No.
I'm trying to get some...
Trying to get some beef, eh?
I'm trying to lull the Islanders into a false sense of security.
Oh my goodness.
So how jarring is that first game with the full house crowd? Because, I mean, I know that you've played in front of that crowd before, but after an entire year of none of that, does it feel like, oh, I remember this, or is it a jarring experience?
It was jarring, yeah. I know, it was super. It was electric. It was going out for warm-ups is probably the initial feel of it. It was crazy. It was something that we missed so much. And like you said, it's been like around a year, and you get used to it as you play throughout the league. You know, first couple years, but obviously everything going on. It felt like it was our first game. I think Pasta said that after the game. It was perfect because it literally felt like your first NHL game again. It was nuts. Even just in the TV intermissions and stuff throughout the games, like just the chants and stuff, it was special. You know, something that you don't necessarily forget about it, but it's hard to put into words when you don't feel that energy for a year. So I would say it was jarring, but it was really cool.
And I mean that sincerely. Like it's probably something that you start taking for granted, and it's something probably in a way that you have to block out, or you're, you know, not going to be able to function. But does that really add, like, I'm being serious, does that really add like adrenaline and like give you a little bit more when it's like that after such a long time off?
Oh yeah. If anything, it was almost too much at some points. It's like, yeah, you said, you don't want to get distracted by it, right? And usually when you're used to it, you can kind of weather it. Still gives you adrenaline, obviously, if you make a good play or you know, score a big hit, you hear the crowd going. So it obviously kind of gives you a little boost either way. But to start off, it was one of those things where it's like you just kind of try to use as much as you can of it, maybe not too much. But, I mean, it's not necessarily a bad thing. I think that was all good emotions coming out. You're just trying to weather in a way at the start. I feel like in game two, it was a little bit more normal. It still was loud and still was crazy, but it was a different vibe coming to that game two, because game one was just so much. It was almost newness, right? Newness and excitement.
Sure.
So during that first game, you know, David Pastrnak has the hat trick, and I know that just before that, he had talked about his birthday, in which his girlfriend apparently gave him a fruitcake. Is that the lamest birthday gift you've ever heard of?
Who eats fruitcakes? Seriously.
I don't know that, but yeah, that's not it. You get a cake, don't you? I mean, it's your birthday. Actually, so sorry. I think I saw something he said he didn't like cake, so he had fruitcake. I mean, hey, this is his birthday. he kind of has control of what he wants, right? So,
He's just an enigma. He's just a guy from a foreign land that I know so little about.
He seems
he's
like
just like a farm child, yeah. Like on the ice.
Like, how could someone who seems so fun be so lame in real life? Yeah. It's very strange.
Well, what's he going to say? He's like, yeah.
He's a fun guy to hang out with. He's hilarious. Pasta is funny to hang out with. I've never seen him eat a fruitcake. To be honest,
I mean, this is we know of Pasta's adventures. I mean, he's a man who enjoys himself. Yeah. I mean, the fruitcake. The only thing I think is interesting about fruitcake is if you couple it with that, like, socialist commie game that he plays, and then that.
Oh my God!
And everything else.
It's like the horse Monopoly game. Yeah, he's
that's
telling
right.
us
yep,
about.
He right. like just lives in like part of his life is stuck in like 19, you know, 10.
I'll still never understand that game.
Yeah, I know. It's so funny when he talks about it. It's just so funny.
Glad he didn't pull that out during the flight.
Monopoly.
Yeah, it's the Monopoly.
Yeah, Monopoly.
It's right. time, I guess, to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to wait. You know, for the crops to come.
Confusion, though, for sure. I would have been the worst one, though. I would have played my first game, so I kind of understand some of the rules, but yeah, that game is suspect.
Yes, there's a lot of things that are very 1911-ish of him.
Well, if you want to know how excited the fans are, all I know is that we had Nick on our show stand outside of the TD Garden after game one, and it was... Right, it was yelling, and then there was predictions that were made.
B's in four, your mom's a horn.
Right, so.
Oh, my God.
These are the people that come and cheer you on, Jake.
No joke, like, Nick was out there, a guy on our show, Nick, in an audio, and people just, the street smelled the vomit. It was back to the old ways.
Yeah.
It was back to the ways it was. Well, Jake, don't want to keep you too long. Congratulations. Good luck tonight. And hopefully we talk to you next week and we're talking about another opponent. So appreciate the time.
Yeah, cheers, boys. Appreciate the call.
And maybe, Jake, before that series, you could tell all of your teammates.
Season four, your mom's a horn.
Yeah,
yeah, I'll mention that.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. DeBrusque. Appreciate the time.
See you later.
All right, there you go. Jake DeBrusque. Okay, we'll break and we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.